Hello and welcome to the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Chris Schaefer and I am your host, as always, for this episode of the Paid Search Podcast. I am going to discuss Google Ads and I'm going to take a bit of a break from my ongoing series about the principles of Google Ads. And today I'm going to talk about what I learned in 2023. Specifically about Google Ads. This podcast is always entirely about Google Ads. I appreciate all of the listeners out there that I've had and how the podcast has grown this year. And I promise to make every minute of this podcast as effective and as useful as possible because I realize the people that listen to this podcast are business people, business owners, managers, people that are trying to grow their business, people that have limited time and listen to this on their commute. They listen to this while they're walking and trying to take a break from things, trying to learn 15 minutes of the day at a time. That I appreciate that, and I thank you so much for making me a part of that for this past year. And I want to help you grow and improve your Google Ads campaigns, and that's why I'm going to talk about what I learned in 2023. And if you want to be a part of 2024, as I continue to grow this podcast and share my knowledge, you can be sure and subscribe. I'm on all of the podcast platforms out there. I'm also on YouTube. You can leave comments and comment and like and all that kind of silly thing that you do there. And I'll continue to crank this out because of my wonderful sponsor, Opteo. Opteo.com/PSP is the link that you should know. If you've never heard of Opteo, now is the time for you to jump on board with their very special offer of 2 months for free of their amazing Google Ads management software. And I have an announcement to make about Opteo. They are actually offering updates all the time to their software. It's not just a static software. They're continuing to optimize and improve their software. And one of those recent updates that they made just at the end of November was an ability for you to see demographic exclusions and monitor that information. So if your campaigns might be highly underperforming in the age category, income, parental status, gender, any of those things, it is critically important that you might need to know that you can exclude that and improve your campaign just by excluding specific demographic areas of your campaigns. With Opteo, you can do that without having to dig through all the complicated metrics and finding that and remembering to check it. This system helps you to know, hey, check this out. Did you see this information? This is critically important information. If you cut out 18 to 24 age range, you can improve your metrics by another, 3, 6, 10%, something like that. I mean, they're amazing stuff. This is the kind of thing you can expect from Opteo to give you information to improve your account in a fraction of the time that you'd be able to do it yourself if you even remember to check the demographics tab, right? It goes into the corners of your Google Ads campaign and finds areas that you can improve on and then lets you know in this very friendly interface. You can try it for free 2 months at opteo.com/PSP. That's a 2 month free trial. Use the chat box on that page to let them know you heard about it from Chris Schaefer at the Paid Search Podcast, and they'll give you that special offer exclusively because I said so. What a privilege, huh? That's pretty cool. Appreciate their continued sponsorship for all of 2023 and now into 2024. So let's get into the question of this episode. I take questions from listeners, and you can send me a question if you'd like. I try and answer as many of them as possible if they're relevant, if I feel like they'll be a good fit for the podcast. Send your question in. I'll email you back and let you know if I'm going to answer it. The email is paidsearchpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find information more about me at paidsearchpodcast.com. But paidsearchpodcast@gmail.com is the email to reach out for questions about the show. So Aiden sent in a question, and I thought it was a great question, particularly the last part of the question. I'm actually going to edit the question a bit, Aiden. I know you sent in some more stuff, but here's what I want to talk about because it really fits with today's episode and what I want to go into. So your question is, Chris, how do you handle clients that have different ideas on how they want their account managed than what you would deem appropriate based on best practice? So I thought this was a great topic because I do want to answer questions from fellow managers, people out there trying to grow their Google Ads management business. And this is absolutely a critically important question because you will run into opinionated clients that you're managing that will tell you to do things or suggest things or demand a specific methodology at which they want their account managed. And it may be against what you think is appropriate or needs to be done or what your theory is about things. So let's go through my thoughts on a conflict between the client's ideas and your ideas as a Google Ads professional. So number one, it's their money, not yours. The client makes the final decision. So everything I say from here, that is the number one point that I want to say. You, sir, ma'am, who are running the account are expendable. You have a choice to make. You can respect the fact that you're working under the payment system of someone who's paying you to get something done in Google Ads. Someone who is paying Google for this traffic, and you're the middleman here. So while we very often will push back against things that clients say, in the end, the client has the final decision. Now, let's talk about point number two. The point number two about how to deal with things about the ideas that the client has about best practice and things like that. Here's the cause of that. Because I think we need to get down to the understanding of why are these ideas coming through? Why are they suggesting these things? Why are they even suggesting anything? Well, the fact is, these kinds of bizarre suggestions and things like that typically happen when someone is unhappy with the performance of their account. I find with my own management, the loudest people are the ones that are not feeling like they're getting enough out of Google Ads. The quietest are always the ones that are happy with the output. They're happy with their return on investment that they're getting. So it might be a trust issue. You might be the sixth manager and they just don't really trust and they just want to tell you exactly what to do because they've never gotten what they wanted out of Google Ads. Campaigns that are experiencing success are very often campaigns that see very little fluctuations in massive strategy changes and crazy off-the-wall ideas. So understand where these ideas are coming from. They're coming from the fact that they're unhappy with their performance. So if that's the case, why not give it a shot? And in general, considering rule number one and rule number two, I would give it a shot because it's their money and they're not happy with what they're getting. And the reason I think it's important to hear the client and what they're saying is because they're really half the equation of this. You are the PPC manager, and they are the business expert. And they have established a business where they're selling something. You only understand the part of Google Ads. Even if you have worked in this industry before, no two companies are the same. Every time you change locations, change anything, the website, anything, you cannot unequivocally say that the same results that I got somewhere else, I'm going to get for you. It won't happen. So you must approach this as though each situation is different, and you must listen to the client about what it is that's important for their business, about what they want out of their business. That's critically important. You have to do that, because otherwise you may deliver a certain lead or volume of traffic and you may think you're doing phenomenally well, but it turns out, no, I didn't want that. I wanted this, which is a variation of what you're giving me, and I was clear about that, and oh boy, now we're in trouble, right? Now you got caught not listening, and you've spent their money, and that's a good way to get fired very quickly. So most of the time, respect the fact that they understand more about their business than you do, because that's a guarantee. They may not understand Google Ads, but they understand more about their business, and they're saying these things because they're unhappy. So number three, when you decide to go ahead and make changes and you don't agree with what they're doing and don't think that it's a good approach, make notes about the changes that are made. Ideally, you want to give a before and after assessment. It might be that you need to set up a new campaign and run this campaign separately from the other one, because this is a dramatic change to the way that you've been running it, and you want to compare side by side. Or maybe you pause yours and turn on a new one so that you can compare how yours ran and how this new one is running. Make notes about what the client wanted, maybe how you are concerned about it, things that you would have concerns about that methodology. But in the end, as I've established, you probably need to go ahead and do it and give it a try, because it could work. I have seen crazier things happen in Google Ads where some off-the-wall idea just works. And in the end, I mean, I was just working with a client last week who made a change to their ad messaging. I'll give a little context here. The client was doing something where they were doing a weekly event. And my ad copy was very important because it was a very timely focused ad copy. Be sure and join this event coming up on this next Tuesday. You know, so every week I would be able to kind of push for times. Hurry, hurry, sign up. There's a new webcast coming, or a new event coming. And it was a very timely thing. What they did is they changed it to an evergreen message where it was just constantly, hey, learn more about this. And they would land on a page where there was just constantly information and events that were available for them at any time. I was concerned that this would lose the ability for us to push for that immediate, oh, I need to sign up for this. Oh, wow. Okay. Now this is coming up Tuesday. I need to sign up and go. I don't want to miss it. So I need to remember this. I need to sign up now. Turns out that this evergreen strategy blew the other one out of the water. It worked much better. And I had to be very humble about, okay, it worked. I made my very clear that I didn't like it, but because I did it, it worked. I didn't feel like that was going to work as well, because I felt like we had an advantage for that, but the other way worked very well. And I would have never, I might have lost the client if I pushed and pushed and, I'm not going to do, no, I don't want to do, just kept being a very proud and stuck up about, well, I'm the expert in Google Ads. Well, that's a good way to get yourself fired. It's their money. They have a business knowledge that you may not. And I documented exactly what happened and analyzed the before and after. And I was very happy with the results. So then number four, my fourth suggestion for you, Aiden, is this. If you need to, you can use the experiment feature to safely test these new crazy ideas that the client is throwing out. If they have some basic change they want to make to the account, if possible, use the experiment feature where you can run two concurrently running campaigns that will split the budget 50-50. And you can show the client, here's what you wanted and here's what I've been doing, and let's compare the results. Be prepared to put your foot in your mouth, because at some point you may find out that their idea worked, but that's not always the case. But at least you're both working for the betterment of the campaign and not just based on your pride versus their pride. Because their pride will work, because they hold the purse. They hold the money. They're paying for all of it. You're there to help and serve. So make sure you don't overstep your bounds on that, which is important. So I hope that's helpful. As I said, you can send an email to me at paidsearchpodcast@gmail.com. Send your question in. I try and do a question every single week, and I appreciate everyone that sends those questions in, and you're patiently awaiting for your question to show up, so I appreciate that. So on we go to what I learned in 2023. And I have four different things that I want to share with you that I think are very important. And it's not going to be the typical kind of message that you usually hear, so be sure and stay tuned here, because it's not going to be, well, I learned about this specific thing. This is going to be very strategic information that I hope will better the decisions that you make in Google Ads. And before I jump into that, I want to remind you, check out opteo.com/PSP for a 2-month free trial of their Google Ads management system. It will save you money. It will save you time. And as I'm speaking to a lot of managers out there, Google Ads managers, it could save you from losing a client, because it can help you stay on top of very critical things that you may not have otherwise seen. A great investment to make if you're trying to grow your PPC business. So here we go. What I learned in 2023. So the main theme of what I'd like to pull together here is what I would call the lesson learned from microanalysis. Microanalysis meaning taking something and analyzing it to a very, very finite degree. Taking something and very thoroughly measuring, turning it over, rethinking it, to the point that I take the campaign from strategy to obsession. This is something that I think managers and business owners can learn from, regardless of where you stand in the hierarchy of a Google Ads account, whether you're managing it for someone or you're doing it yourself. Taking something from strategy to obsession can absolutely kill the account. And I have a story to share with you, as I always try and do. I try and be as practical as possible. So let's talk about a story here. So there can be a point where your theories are no longer strategy-based. They're no longer, as the first principle of Google Ads discusses, strategically relevant to what you're trying to accomplish. They are instead focused on these crazy notions that you think can somehow shortcut you to success. Something that you think is something that you think you can engineer to the point of success. Precision so good that even though you're not following best practices, even though you're ignoring a lot of the metrics and things about, you know, what to do and the warnings in Google Ads about quality score and things like that, you are negating all of that and going to the point where you are digging into specific strategies that can kill your account. For example, this is the story. So let's use, for example, niche keywords. Okay, so when I say niche, what I mean is very specific terms that represent a subtopic of a subtopic of a topic, right? So the topic might be payment systems, okay? Payment systems might be something that you are selling on Google Ads. You have keywords around that. You're trying to reach merchants that want to sell things. So a subtopic of that would be someone who is trying to sell credit card processing machine, the physical machine for brick and mortar facilities. Now, a subtopic of that, and this is where it becomes obsession to the point of ruining your account, is taking something like credit card processing machine down to high-risk merchant services. So if you're not familiar with this term, it's something that I've learned, is there can be certain types of stores that, you know, maybe in the vape type of category, you know, areas that are really kind of gray area as far as policy approval and Google Ads. So that's already a risk there. But some gray areas in the law where it can cause the merchant, the seller, to have issues even getting an approval to sell these items. So that's what's called high-risk merchant services. So someone who wants to sell a certain type of chemical or a certain type of something are going to have a problem getting approved to accept credit cards from their customers. This type of niching down into sub-categories can be absolutely an inhibitor to the success of an account. The reason this decision would be made is because a person might have tried Google Ads at one point, and maybe they had a couple really good accounts or a couple really good leads that happened to be that kind of high-risk merchant, and they realize, oh, what I need, this is a whole opportunity for me. I can find traffic like this really specific thing, and isolate that and really do very, very well because I have a landing page specifically for that, and I have ad copy and keywords just for that. That is absolutely a best practice to be able to, as I mentioned, strategic relevance is the first principle of Google Ads. And you want to make sure that your keywords, your ad copy, and your landing page all match. Great. But there is a point of diminishing returns when you start to target these sub-categories that have almost no volume. And what do you have to do when you have almost no volume in Google Ads? You have to bid very high. And what happens when you bid very, very high? Well, you start to get false positives. High-risk merchant service exact match keyword might show for something completely unrelated. Something that is not at all what you wanted, but you just spent $85 on that unwanted click because you have to bid $150 in order to even show up because it's a very unknown term. And in reality, the people that might even be searching it are other competitors like you that are just doing keyword research on that and just searching for it and seeing if anybody else is doing it and then clicking on your ad, right? You might be the only positives you get are people that are also fishing in your same little tiny pond. And you just happen to hook lines together, and now you've wasted money. This micro-analysis, moving to the point of obsession, can kill an account. Another example in this same vein would be credit card processing for healthcare. And this is just one example of something that I see all the time, and I'm going to isolate which part of this is the problem. Credit card processing, okay, for healthcare. That's the problem. It's the last part. For healthcare. Anytime you put a qualifier on a keyword like that, you are niching down into something that is so exclusive. People don't search for the purpose of what they're looking for in their search. When someone needs a emergency vet because their dog got their leg broken, they're not searching emergency ER, veterinary ER near me for broken dog leg. No. They just search emergency vet near me, or just emergency vet, emergency veterinarian. They don't add the for blank. And if they do, it's very, very rare, and you should not take the exceptions and make that into a best practice rule for you. You don't microanalyze these small interactions to make decisions in Google Ads, because Google Ads does not respond well to these subcategories. Now, subcategories are okay. Credit card processing machine is a subcategory of just payment processing. That, I feel, is okay. The problem is when you take that second step down, now you're in over your head. Now you're dealing with an absolute tiny micro niche amount of traffic where you're having to exact match 3, 4, 5, 6 word long keywords. Credit card processing for healthcare, right? 5 words there. 4 if you don't count the FOR for healthcare. You just count it as 4 words. The whole point is stepping down too far into this can lead to massive detrimental performance in your account, moving away from strategy and into obsession. Trying to command the kind of clients that you want can be destructive. And to take this further, you say, well, why would anyone do that? Well, this very often happens from overanalyzing specific leads or clients that you have now. Maybe you're looking at your books and you're realizing this particular kind of client has been really good for me. I want to tell my Google Ads manager exactly the kind of client that I want. I don't just want credit card processing or payment processing leads. I want someone who wants card processing for this purpose. And that decision is usually made based on leads that you've already acquired. You're drawing conclusions. You're analyzing every single lead and adjusting the account based on this very minimal data that you have. So I hope that's clear. I hope you understand what I'm talking about with microanalysis and how you can effectively kill your account by over optimization. I'm going to give you another example of what over-optimization can look like, because this is something else I've learned in 2023. And these are lessons that I've learned through failure on my part of allowing a client to pursue a white rabbit down a hole to the absolute destruction of the account, that now I've lost a client and they're no longer spending money on Google Ads because they've determined, oh, it's not going to work for me. When I've let them chase rabbits and become completely distracted by ideas and obsessions and theories that aren't going to pan out. So another form of this that might hit closer to home for some of you comes in this form. Obsessing over specific metrics like click-through rate, search impression share loss due to rank, cost per click, or just overall spend, managing and obsessing over those specific metrics can drive a campaign to failure. And as always, I have specific examples. I was working with a gentleman a couple years ago who was making it his mission to get traffic for 1 cent. Now, those of you that are managing Google Ads and you see plenty of Google Ads accounts, I bet I'm betting not a single one of you could say you're working in an account where you're getting an average CPC of 1 cent. And that's a big deal, because I'm sure many, if we took all the accounts that everybody has looked at, everybody would probably agree that that's the case. It doesn't happen. You don't get 1 cent CPCs. And to be clear, I'm talking about search. I'm not even talking about display. I'm talking about a search campaign. And this particular gentleman was absolutely determined and had concocted his own theory about how Google was holding his account hostage until he went up on his bids, but he wasn't going to do it. He wanted 1 cent clicks, and he was going to reverse engineer this system, and never was he going to let off on this idea, constantly, you know, dropping his bids. He would go to 5 cents, then he'd drop his bids down to 4, and like say, bow up on Google and say, give me those four cent clicks. I am not going to pay more than 4 cents, you know. And he would watch his account drop down, and it was pretty amazing because he was getting 5 cent, 4 cent CPCs. But regardless, he was letting this obsession drive the decisions of his account. He was letting this arbitrary CPC threshold determine how he managed and how he ran his account. Other accounts that I've looked at will do the same thing with click-through rate. Click-through rate is not a measurement of success, but they will adjust ad copy, change keywords, do all kinds of crazy things because they notice that their click-through rate is lower than what they had predetermined they wanted it to be, which is ridiculous. There is so many ways to drive CTR, click-through rate, higher just by putting certain things in the ad copy, adding the word free, adding the word learn or how to. These types of phrases can drive a higher CTR, not because it's going to get better quality, simply because it's going to drive people to click on it because it's informational. It's offering maybe something that looks like it's going to be free. These type of things can drive a higher CTR, but in no way does it determine success. So this obsession, this micro-analysis beyond the things that matter, can kill your account. And here's something, and this is something I may have engineered myself because I talk so much about search impression share loss due to rank and just search impression share in general. I talk about it, but people will obsess about their search impression share loss due to rank numbers and worry about certain fluctuations up and down and think, I need to hit this number. This is what a good number is. I feel that if I'm getting 10% loss due to rank for the search impression share, I feel like that's a good number. And if they see fluctuations up and down, they will react by changing the entire account and changing all their bids or adjusting certain things. These fluctuations are totally normal. If there's anything normal in Google Ads, it's that things are going to change tomorrow. There's nothing that is going to be static. In fact, I was reading through some old questions from that came in through the podcast a long time ago, and somebody had written in that said they had set up a Google Ads experiment where they are experimenting between manual bids and automated bidding. And they set it up and they let it run for 2 months. And in the end, they were going to analyze, did the automated bidding do better than the manual bidding? And it turned out that the automated bidding did significantly better than the manual bidding, which is great news. So they were going to go in and apply this automated bidding experiment and make it the new full 100% campaign and have the full budget. Turns out that they never did change the bidding strategy. They were running a manual campaign versus another manual campaign with no changes between the two campaigns. They were literally identical campaigns. And just leave it to Google Ads for two identical things to get entirely different results. They were running identical campaigns comparing each other, and they got different results, and they don't know why. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the answer. You may never know why. You may never know why certain things are doing better. Uncontrollable things happen. I get questions like that all the time. It's a company I've been working with. They said, Chris, we keep getting these giant spikes in sales, and then they keep dropping off. And spikes in sales and dropping off. What? Is there something wrong? I've heard that question a lot, and the answer is, nothing's wrong. I find that it's just the standard state of Google Ads. Things can have an influx, and you have no idea why. Things can go really, really well, and you can never duplicate that success again, as much as you try. So obsession over these micro things, this micro analysis of things, can be absolutely detrimental. And I have learned this lesson myself. I hope that you can learn this lesson, not by the failure on your behalf, but through the wisdom that I've shared with you. If you do feel that I have shared some wisdom with you, I'd appreciate a review of the podcast on whatever platform you are listening. Leave a review, a 5-star review, wherever you can. If you can leave a written review, that would be greatly appreciated, because I plan on taking this campaign, this topic, this podcast on and on until it's no longer feasible for me to do. But for now, with the help of Optio, that will continue to be something I can do for you guys. So I appreciate you guys helping me to grow this in the year 2024. If you'd like to reach out to me, my link is in the description. It's just chrisschaefer.com. You can find me there. Reach out to me for Google Ads professional services, from live Google Ads consulting to PPC management of your account. Otherwise, have a great Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, and a Happy New Year. I'll catch you next week.